A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Daf Gimel, Yuma 3A, pagination page 5, dealing with our base from which we will springboard, the theme that a Kohen Gadol was separated, designated, sequestered for 7 days before Yom Kippur. We learned that, as we saw in yesterday's session, from the first Amud of the Masechta, from the Pasuk that says, Kasher Osa B'Yom Hazeh, as was done on this day, the Miluim, the end of Parshas Tzav, Tziva Hashem Lasus L'chaper Aleichem, Hashem commanded that you should do in the future, L'chaper Aleichem, to atone for you, and we were told that the kapara that we're referring to, atonement, is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. The Gemara on the previous Amud, so that would be Beis Amud Beis 2b, pagination 4, about 12 lines from the top, wanted to challenge this and told us, Yalfinon lechaper elu maaseh Yom Kippurim, I grant you that you are telling me that lechaper means Yom Kippur. Ve'ema kapara de karbonos. Maybe the kapara is not specifically a day of the year, but it's karbonos, and we should try to figure out which of the days of the year. It's not talking about the Day of Atonement. Maybe it's the karbonos also are mechaper, and maybe it means a different Yom Tif other than Yom Kippur. And the Gemara tries to dissect which one would be appropriate. And on the bottom of that Amud, Ravashi, one line up, Ravashi Omar, Mi'ika midi di'ika regalo boi prisha, tofel di de boi prisha. The Gemara wanted to suggest Shmini Atzeres, which is the day after Sukkot, which many people think of as if it's part of Sukkot, but it's its own independent holiday, a one-day holiday. In Chutz Laretz, it's 2 days, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. But the theory was that maybe this seven-day separation is referring to Shmini Atzeres, and Rav Ashi tells us that doesn't make sense. How could it be that the Ikar Regel, which is Sukkot, does not get the sequestering, that dimension of distinction, and Shmini Atzeres would? Doesn't make sense, because the main Yom Tif, Sukkot, doesn't get. So Shmini Atzeres, the addendum, wouldn't get it either. So the Gemara wonders, Lamanda Omar, last line of the previous daf, according to the opinion that Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmohu, that Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tif, so is there any connection between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres that you should go ahead and call Shmini Atzeres the addendum? There's no connection at all. Shmini Atzeres is its own independent holiday. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, that only refers to Le'inyan Pizer Kishav, it's its own holiday, regarding Pizer Kishav. And I joked with you when we did this Gemara in depth, that Pizer Kishav would be a great password to use on all your bank accounts that you don't tell me about. Pizer Kishav, PZRKSV. You didn't change it yet. Or at least that's what you're telling me.
I've been checking. He hasn't changed.
He's been checking. Okay. Pizer Kishav, we joked, embedded in your mind. This is what makes Shmini Atzeres distinctive. Rashi tells us, Payas La'atzmo, that the lottery for the Kohanim to do the rotation is going to be independent of whatever the rotation was on Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres comes, all bets are off, we start again, new calculation. Zayin, Rashi tells us on the fourth line of Rashi, we're now on Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, so the fourth line of Rashi, inner commentary, Levorich Shehechiyanu, that it gets its own Shehechiyanu, which we said was confusing to a lot of people because they think of Sukkot the same way they think of Pesach. Pesach, the last days, are a continuation, and there's no new Shechiyanu. It's not a new Yomtif. Shmini Atzeres is a new Yomtif. It gets a new Shechiyanu. The Reish of Pizer stands for Regel La'atzmo, that it's a holiday of its own, says Rashi, She'ein Sheim Chag Sukkos Alav. It's not called Sukkos. It's not called Sukkos. And we mentioned that perhaps what Rashi is referring to, it's not called Sukkos, meaning in davening, you no longer say Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. You have to talk about Shmini Atzeres. It's a whole separate entry. I mentioned when we did this Be'iyun, it's worth repeating, that there was a certain publisher, a very popular publisher of Machzorim, who accidentally in one place wrote Chag HaSukkos, where it was supposed to say Shmini Atzeres entry, and it was a whole tumult. They sent out stickers, but the bottom line, I checked it just now, Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, in the back, the Hosafos, in Simen Tov Reish Samach Ches. If you have a Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, it's page 98 in the back, and the popular poskim like Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav El Yoshev say that after the fact you were Yotze and you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei, that it's enough Chag HaSukkos or not Chag HaSukkos, somehow you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei after the fact. So that would, but the Reish is, it is Regel Atzmo. You're supposed to be talking about Shmini Atzeres. You're not supposed to be talking about Sukkos. Yeah.
There's nothing to do with Sfeged Yom. It's even the second day of Shmini Atzeres.
Oh, you are good. Yes. One of the poskim goes ahead and says that it's a little bit better on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz than it is Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael or Simchas Torah.
Right.
Because he points out that it was Sveika Deyoma, and there's a little bit way to squeeze in Chag HaSukkos, but by the time they finish the paragraph, they come to the conclusion, bottom line is you could let it through. The word Chag HaSukkos is not going to invalidate your Shmona Esrei. One of the reasons that's given is it could be that you don't even have to say the name of the holiday in order to be Yotze, as long as you say it's a Shmona Esrei of Mo'adim, Chag, that would be enough. So it could be that's really what it's all about. But in any case, the correct wording is Regel B'fnei Atzmo. It gets its own name. Tosfos has a different quote in the name of Rashi. If you look at the top, Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, Regel La'atzmo She'en Yoshvim B'sukkah. It's its own holiday. You don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Okay. And we could discuss everybody's minik separately. The Kuf is Karbon La'atzmo. It follows its own pattern of Karbonos. The Shin is that there was a special Shira. And the Beis, Rashi says, is Mevorchim Litfilas Chayei HaMelech. There was a special bracha which had its origins in the time of Shlomo HaMelech when they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash and they took leave of each other. They gave the king a special bracha, so that remained as a minig. And that's the Beis, Birchas HaMelech, to give a bracha to the king. So Shmini Atzeres definitely has its own uniqueness. Continues the Gemara, still on the top line, Avala Inyan Tashlumin, but regarding supplement, Tashlumin de Rishonhu. If you're finishing off the Karbanos that you didn't get to bring during Sukkos, your private Karbanos, so those can still be brought on Shmini Atzeres, so in a certain way, it's a continuation of Sukkos. Dotnan, as we learned, Mishalo Chog B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, a person who did not bring his korban at the first opportunity during the Yom Tif, chogig v'holech kol haregel kulo v'yom tavo acharon shel chag, he can still bring it at the end of the Yom Tif, including the Yom Tif acharon, the day after Sukkos, referring to Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is, in at least one way, an addendum to Sukkos, because you get a chance on Shmini Atzeres to bring the Karbanos of Sukkos that weren't brought. And therefore, Rav Ashi insists, it doesn't make sense to do sequestering for Shmini Atzeres if you didn't do sequestering for Sukkot. Sukkot is the main holiday. Shmini Atzeres is an addendum. Even if you tell me Shmini Atzeres has its own independence because of Pizerek Shav, but nevertheless, it is in certain ways an addendum. It's unlikely that Shmini Atzeres would get sequestering if Sukkot did not. Now, just to branch off from this statement, why is Shmini Atzeres a continuation of Sukkot? We're being told because you could supplement the karbanos, you could bring them on Shmini Atzeres. This concept that you could bring karbanos after the Shalosh Regalim, even though the Yom Tov is over, you could still bring your karbanos while you're there in Yerushalayim. So it's most pronounced by Shavuos. Shavuos is one day. There isn't a lot of time for everyone to bring the karbanos, and they're entitled to 7 days after Shavuos to bring their karbanos. So the halacha is that just as Shavuos got 7 days afterwards, so Sukkot gets 1 day afterwards, Shmini Atzeres, but that day of Shmini Atzeres has a lot of clout. It's like 7 days. What do I mean it's like 7 days? In Hilchas Avelus, in the case of mourning, if a person had a loss, Rachmana Litzlan, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so Sukkot's entry into the holiday would abridge Shiva. The person would have 7 days of the first 30 days of mourning to their credit, so to speak. Then you would count the days of Sukkot and he would be midway into his 30 days. Shmini Atzeres itself, that one day, counts as 7 days. It has the clout of 7 days. Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it accomplished on Shmini Atzeres what the 7 days after Shavuos accomplished. That was the day of supplement. And this is a very straightforward halacha. It abridges Shloshim to that extent, and then you would finish off the Shloshim based on Simchas Torah counting as 1 day, etc., until you get to the beginning of Cheshvan. But this statement that Shmini Atzeres is an addendum to Sukkot has a very practical application as well. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.